Welcome to Fabric Softener, episode 6. We made it so far.
Hi, hier sind Isabella und Claire. Wie bei den anderen Folgen werden wir immer zwischen Deutsch und Englisch die Sendung, sag ich mal, vermischen.
Genau.
Sehr gut. Das ist auch die erste Folge jetzt, wo wir einen Gast dabei haben.
Woohoo, yeah, Isabel.
Say hi.
Hey everyone.
Welcome to our show. How does it feel?
I'm super excited to be here.
Alles gut?
Alles super. Ich freue mich sehr, hier zu sein heute.
So let's see how it goes. This is a new experience for everybody. We're all a little bit nervous, but yes. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, so we're gonna... So Isabel, you picked 3 songs, right?
Yep, I picked 3 songs, along with your cool, very cool theme this week of global hip-hop.
Yes, global hip-hop.
Exactly. So Claire always says, without further ado, so you can just, we can just do your first song, if you're ready.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
So let's go into my first song. It's a Swiss song that I actually heard from my colleague at work, who's from Switzerland. So let's see if we can A, understand some of it, and let's go.
Okay, jetzt. Ja. Ich glaub, wir müssen keine sein, Freunde, nicht das richtige Wort für uns beide. Wir können nicht mehr zurück zu dem Zuspart, weil die Brücke jetzt brennt. Ey, ich glaub, wir müssen keine sein, Freunde, nicht das richtige Wort für uns beide. Wir können nicht mehr zurück zu dem Zuspart, weil die Brücke hat brennt. Ey, Freunde, nimm's richtig Wort. Wenn ich zurückdenke, erst grad noch Cheers und Prost. Und jetzt Bridge is over wie Queens und Bronx. Schau aufs Wasser, sie treibt davon. Vielleicht hast du gedacht, es ist nur die Limit und es braucht die Brücke nicht mehr. Ich hoffe, du kannst gut schwimmen. Hab etwas gehabt, du hast drauf geschillert. Halb so wild, aber du weißt, wie es ist. Alles kommt für eine erste Story. Ich rupfe Brauen, schau genauer. Seh, das System hat, ich muss glauben. Dass der egal ist, kein Drama, kein Grund, sich aufs Maul zu hauen. Aber ich glaub, wir müssen keine sein, Freunde, nicht das richtige Wort für uns beide. Wir können nicht mehr zurück zu dem Zuspart, weil die Brücke jetzt brennt. Ey, ich glaub, wir müssen keine sein, Freunde, nimm das richtige Wort für uns beide. Wir können nicht mehr zurück zu dem Zuspart, weil die Brücke hat brennt. Ey, ich dreh mich um und aus Brudi wird Brutus. Aussen Schafpelz innen durch einen Lupus. Willst im Kreis sein, doch das führt zum Ausschluss. Schau, wie sie Jugend geht, die Zugbrücke. Du und ich wieder cool, Prognose nicht rosig. Verjutisch Freundschaft wie Schrot auf dem Flomi. Vergiss ich Brettchen, wenn Rock auf deinen Schoß sitzt. Mir jetzt lächeln, wenn dein Wort auf mein Ohr trifft. Noch eine Story, ich lupf Brauen, schau genauer. Seh, das System hat, ich muss glauben. Dass der Regal ist, kein Drama, kein Grund, sich aufs Maul zu hauen. Aber ich glaub, wir müssen keine sein, Freunde, nicht das richtige Wort für uns beide. Wir können nicht mehr zurück zu dem Zuspart, weil die Brücke jetzt brennt. Ey, ich glaub, wir müssen keine sein, Freunde, nicht das richtige Wort für uns beide. Wir können nicht mehr zurück zu dem Zuspart, weil die Brücke hat brennt. Ey. Ich glaub, wir müssen keine sein, Freunde, nicht das richtige Wort für uns beide. Wir können nicht mehr zurück zu dem Zuspart, weil die Brücke jetzt brennt. Ey, ich glaub, wir müssen keine sein, Freunde, nicht das richtige Wort für uns beide. Wir können nicht mehr zurück zu dem Zuspart, weil die Brücke hat brennt. Ey.
Also gut, das war Stereolux mit Frenemy. Ist von seinem neuen Album Linz.
Linz? What does that mean?
Linz? Das ist eine gute Frage. Linze vielleicht, das ist auch ein deutscher Name.
No, yeah, but it's written L-I-N-C-E,
yeah,
right?
Genau.
Oh, maybe it's a camera lens.
Linche.
No, that's a lens.
No, that's fine.
Isabella's term and interpretation.
Camera lens. See through the lens.
Genau. Und das ist ein neues Album, ist alles auf Schweizerdeutsch, so ein bisschen Mix Dancehall und Reggae und auch so ein bisschen jamaikanischer Influence, was ich mit dem Schweizerdeutsch ein bisschen interessant fand und auch ein richtig guter Beat.
Ja, yeah. I mean, we're just saying, it's Swiss German, but we still needed to plug it into a translator. I didn't understand a word, if I'm being honest. I understood beide, that's about it.
Bricke?
Brücke?
Brücke, you heard that?
Brutal?
Yeah, in the chorus they say Brücke a couple of times.
Yeah, and you said something when we were listening to it that they did like from Brute to Brutus.
Oh, they say Brudi to Brutus.
Yeah, because he deceived him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That was pretty. But I when I heard the song the first time, I told Claire, I'm like, it sounds like a tr 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 German.
is that not what Swiss German is?
Yeah, I don't know. No offense to the Swiss Germans or
beautiful
Swiss
language.
People out there, it's all good. We like the cheese.
What's the song about, though? You said your colleague explained that to you.
Yeah, so I went through it with her today because even after reading the lyrics, I still didn't understand a word that was being said. But it's basically about the singer who is talking about his friend and whose friend kind of betrayed him. So that's where the sentence from Brudi zu Brutus comes in. Because of a girl. So he says, as it is always. So he basically says, we can't, friends is the wrong word to describe us, that's over. It's basically the bridge is burned.
Harsh life, huh?
Yeah, tough.
Getting your girl stealed by another man or your friend, nonetheless.
No, it's so much drama. Well, from drama to, from Swiss German drama to Warsaw. Nostalgia.
Kiedy wieczór zmienia się w świt, coś dobija się do mych drzwi. Ej, ej, nostalgia. Kiedy luty zmienia się w lipiec, nie dam rady się przed nią ukryć. Wiem, wiem, nostalgia. W sierpniu wnętrze auta jak piekło w głowie. Ciągle lat mam 20, chociaż jestem już przed 30. Ciągle zbawić chcę cały wszechświat, gdy się pierwszy raz czułem męsko. Zapragnąłem nigdy już nie spać, bo to strata czasu. Ej! Białe wino kupione w Tesco, pierwsze miejsce na jakichś testach. Ulicami niosłem się lekko, krzyki krakowskiego przedmieścia. Uciekałem przed strażą miejską i nie bałem się, bo wiem ten strach to strata czasu. Ej, ej. Miałem parę dziewczyn na ulicy Kozień. Czasem idzie dosyć gładko, czasem idzie gorzej. Gdy młodzieńcza zazdrość staje mi na drodze, jak ona podoba ci się, no to idź się ożeń. To był chyba rok 2009, może jednak później, tak do końca nie wiem. Nie wiem skąd ten smutek, znów mnie dopadł czerwiec. Ja na słońcu blednę, chowam się na mieście. Kiedy wieczór zmienia się w świt, coś dobija się do mych drzwi. Ej, ej, nostalgia. Kiedy luty zmienia się w lipiec, nie dam rady się przed nią ukryć. Wiem, wiem, nostalgia. W dzień odsypiam nocne zabawy, szczerze mówiąc wciąż mam ten nawyk. Zapraszałem ją do mieszkania, kątem oka widzę jej stanik. A rok później mamy się za nic, na wieszaku ciągle jej szalik. Co za strata czasu. Ciągle czekam aż płynie pensja, którą wydam pewnie na bzdurę. Ziomek mi powiedział, że mam potencjał, który najprawdopodobniej zmarnuję. Nie potrafię dokończyć mięsa, to pisanie chyba mi nie smak. Co za strata czasu. Ej. Przeminęły lata, ja z tym samym składem. Chociaż trochę z nas wychodzą małe chamy latem. Półtora dekady temu miałem, damy radę. Na CD, dzisiaj lecę takim samym śladem. Teraz każda mała wada nagrywana w HD. Bogu dzięki nasze gafy przeminęły z wiatrem. Dzisiaj zawsze się uśmiecham, gdy na błędy patrzę. Z perspektywy czasu wszystkie raczej niezbyt ważne.
Disco, disco. Dziś nie wyszło. Czysta disco. Moja bliska przyszłość. Czysta disco, ej, dziś nie wyszło szło. Czysta disco, ej, wszędzie wszyscy wszystko i sła. Czysta disco, nie,
pisać dziś nie wyszło. Bistro, Wisła, czysta, czysta, moja bliska przyszłość. Ej, bistro, Wisła, czysta, czysta, miałem pisać dziś nie wyszło. Bistro, Wisła, czysta, disco, wszędzie wszyscy wszystko. Ej, bistro, Wisła, czysta, disco, miałem pisać dziś nie wyszło. Bistro, Wisła, czysta, disco, moja bliska przyszłość. Ej, bistro, Wisła, czysta, disco, miałem pisać dziś nie wyszło. Bistro, Wisła, czysta, disco, wszędzie wszyscy wszystko.
Alex Berlin auf 91.0. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Ja, so, das war Taco Hemingway mit seinem Lied Nostalgia von dem Album Spritzer 2017.
Sehr gut.
Ja, letztes Jahr, ja, wie immer. Ja. You know, so, Taco Hemingway is from Poland. So, that was Polish. You thought it sounded a little bit French?
A little, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a lot softer than I would have thought.
Yeah, well, yeah. A lot of people say that it sounds like when you... Because I speak Polish. So a lot of people said, tell me when I speak Polish that they're like, it sounds like you're always arguing. Mm-hmm. But in music, I think that it comes across more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
So then in conversations. But anyway, so he's a very interesting dude. He released in 2013, he released an album on Bandcamp in English. But then it didn't really go so well for that album. So he decided to switch and start writing in Polish. And since then he's been doing that.
Oh, it was so, in English before.
Yeah, because he's like, I told the guys here in our studio that that he was born in Egypt and then he raised in China, so bilingual, and then moved back to Warsaw not so long ago, and now is doing this. And so it's really cool, actually. And the English album, you can look it up. You can just search on Bandcamp, Taco Hemingway, and it's called Young Hems. And it's okay, but he's definitely a better rapper in Polish than in English.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was good.
Did the style change at all? Because this is like pretty like synthetic beats heavy.
No, actually, it's kind of the same style. A little bit like the, but yeah, I don't know. It's just something didn't work with his English rapping. These albums that he released after that are actually much more better, like much more tighter from a production perspective as well.
Yeah.
So in comparison, it's just maybe he just felt more comfortable rapping in Polish than in English. So.
Has it become like pretty popular in Poland as well?
The not the English album, but he is really popular in Poland. Yeah, but he's more like, he's not mainstream. He's more underground. He's like my, you know, like I call him a hipster. But, you know, if he's listening, he's not a hipster. I don't know, quotation marks. But yeah, he's very famous. And also for his lyrics, like his lyrics are really poetic. He just talks about everyday life in a very cool way. And yeah, it's just really nice.
Yeah, you were saying he mentions kind of like this kiosk in certain places and like real places in the city, which I always think is really cool and helps you kind of associate with a song.
Yeah, exactly. And he talks a lot about Warsaw. So, of course, he's very popular in Warsaw because, you know, he talks about places there and how the city, Warsaw has changed like a lot the past couple of years. And he's, you know, near his 30s. So he sees those changes and he talks about them and the time is running so fast and like stuff like that. So it's really nice.
Age-old problem, getting older. Yeah. Don't you just hate it?
Can't stop time.
Nah, it's good
sure
on the
can.
Other side.
All right, well, we'll head into the next one. And this one is the other side of the globe. It's one of mine, so here we go.
Yeah. Yellow sick. Day guns. Day one records, let's get it, boy. Sipping on that gin's hang, I blow that kiss of death. Pay with punching the pit down in the basement, getting fed. Been doing this since the get. I ain't trying to go to bed. Sharpen my swords daily. These rappers, I want their heads. Hey, growing up in the East Coast from amigos, all I heard was Chinito. In the park, shooting free throws, sipping no E like it's Corvino. Make this next shot for mil, we gon' see though. Dollar in a dream though. Kicking the door, forget the keys to the keyhole. Take it OT, overseas, spread the disease. MCs need chemo, finito. Eagle claw, stance, so deceit. Not quite tethered, we
jeans cut short, dog. There is no reason to breed your career temporary. You are what this world feeds you. Most forgot my passion. Your spirit, your body detachment. Disastrous, distracted by man-made winners. Peep game for answers or cut your lights out. Show cancel.
Rappers whipping punchlines. What a crowd around. Hey. Holler at Herbert Dean Blair. I'ma knock him out. Hey. I put in work. I left the room. My days are counting down. No need to sell my soul to burn. I'm flying still above the clouds. Cause I'll be dead if I stay so stuck in the lane of Trump. No man you can trust. Got me strapped in cups. Back of the bus. And a blast in the gut. Damn, that sucks. I'm masking it up. You flush in the back in the cup. What's up? What's black gloves, black bags. Time to take out the trash. And chill and lean with it. Brother, pass the cup.
Day one, let's get it poppin'. Filled it up. All the way up, bruh. Pass that back. Let me get the last shot. Slap shot the fuck out that puck. To fake rappers looking like a mascot. It's the pace form. My words are loud and quiet storms. Firstborn, I'm airborne. Dropping outbreaks. Feel the pain of nails and thorns. Now I'm busting their fans with heels. Now boy, the fact that you not half the man. I am Cheyenne. I dance with wolves and wear your belt. Real skills, gift. Beat to the time and secure them with pure. Lights out.
Das war Day One von Flow Sick mit Tegons. Zusammen heißen sie Twin Tigers. Ist aus 2018, also ich glaube so vor 2 Monaten oder so haben sie es released. Paktishik and his older brother, Tegon. That's why he's called The Guns. the two of them together. This is their first song together, actually. They were both born in the U.S. and moved back to the States. Moved back to South Korea to kind of pursue a music career. The Guns is only just now up and coming, although he's the older brother. Flo Sick was on a show called Show Me the Money, which is like X Factor, but for rappers. It's worth a watch. I mean, if you're willing to put in the time with subtitles, you should watch some of the rappers that are coming out of, I mean, not just Korea, but like Japan and China as well. They have pretty incredible lyrics as well. So that's kind of how he hit it big. And this is his most recent song, and he's trying to help his brother now with his own platform to kind of get going, keep the love in the family and everything.
Show me the money. Show amazing. The money. Yeah, I love that.
They're on like 10 seasons already now. It's mad. And the guys that come out of it are, if this is anything to go by.
I think it's a lot better than some of the stuff that X Factor produces.
Probably. Ooh. I'm sorry, I hope nobody's listening from the X Factor. But yeah, I mean, fair enough. It's all based around rap. But I know you didn't understand a lot. I mean, most of it was in English. But what's your general take on this kind of rap coming from South Korea, from my hood?
I like it. I mean, I like the mix of the two languages also. I think that's good. It's a little bit more, I think, like dirty, kind of like new age with like
trap
some
up.
Of the younger crowd are starting to bring out nowadays. So yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, he's a real like bro if you see him in interviews, kind of like very typical East Coast
bling blings and stuff.
Kind of, you know, he's, I don't know, this, one of his lyrics as well, he says, like, you know, grew up on the East Coast, everybody called me Chinito, because he hung out with, like, the
but
Latinos,
you can also,
and they
use yeah.
a Chinese-Latino kind of cholo vibe that they have going on, and sometimes they become, like, hyper-masculine rappers, because I don't know where it's coming from, but it's pretty interesting to see that the rap scene in Korea, despite the fact that they grew up in the West, they have these, like, hyper-masculine rappers, whereas now you kind of see these very emotional and soft rappers coming out of this market.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you can see that on the video as well. It's a lot of, like, you know, in some club and a lot of people.
Popping bottles.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of bottles here and there.
Big,
and,
like, bling chains.
Yeah, bling chains and, like, yeah, but I think it's really cool. I like it. I mean, we talked about it, too. That is, I like the mixing between English and Korean. And they do that. I mean, what's the soul artist that you always send through? The soul singer? What's his name?
Oh, Dean.
Dean.
Oh, Dean.
Don. I wanted to say Don. No, me and names. Dean. I mean, he does that too.
Yeah.
That sometimes he sings a little bit in Korean and then he mixes it up with English. And I think that they go very well together. It's not that you get like a shock all of a sudden that like, oh, wait, you know, what happened?
Yeah. So. They switch languages on you. No, I think it's also because they do it. I mean, you said that too. The Swiss guy, he does it with like a reggae accent. And I think they put a specific accent on to make sure that it flows nicely in between. Because I think if you really did consciously switch from one to the other without the accent change, it probably wouldn't work quite as nicely. So, but yeah. It's cool that they've got that down. Anyways, do you want to intro the next song, Isabel?
Yeah, so the next song is a French song. It's pretty old. I think it's from like 1994 or something. But it's one of the, I think, OG kind of French hip-hop bands. So let's take a listen.
Jeff Fada, je crée des gueules, je vous prenne tous ici, une parole. Au début des années 80, je me souviens des soirées où l'ambiance était chaude et les mecs rentraient. Stan Smith sur pied, le regard froid. Ils scrutaient la salle, le trois quarts en cul roulé autour du bras. Ray-Ban sur la tête, sur vêtements taquini. Pour les plus classes, des mocassins, des buloni. Dès qu'il passait, caméo, Midnight Star. SOS Bond, Delegation ou Chalamar. Tout le monde se levait, des cercles se formaient. Des concours de danse, on peut partout s'improviser. Je te propose un voyage dans le temps. Via planète Marseille, je danse le Mia. 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 Jusqu'à ce que la soirée vacille. Une bagarre au fond et tout le monde s'éparpille. On râlait que c'était nul, que ça craignait. Le samedi d'après, on revenait tellement qu'on s'emmerdait. J'entends encore le rire des filles qui assistaient au palais des Renault 12 sur le parking. À l'intérieur, pour elles, c'était moins rose.
Oh cousine, tu danses ou je t'explose?
Voilà comment tout s'aggravait. En un quart d'heure, le frère aura piqué.
Oh, comment tu parles à ma soeur?
Viens avec moi, on va se filer. Tête à tête, je vais te fumer derrière les cyprès. Et tout s'arranger ou se régler à la danse. L'un disait, fils, y'a aucune chance. Et les filles, mes chaussures brillent. Hop, attends, je brille, je te bousille, tu te rhabilles. Et moi, je danse le Mia. Comme les voitures, c'était le défi. K8, c'est 73, JM 120, mon petit. Du grand voyou à la plus grosse montiette. La main sur le volant, avec la moquette. Par un soleil pionnier sur le pare-brise arrière. Dédé et Valérie écrit en gros
sur mon père.
La bonne époque où on sortait la 12 sur Magic Touch. On lui collait la bande rouge à la Starsky. J'avais la nuque longue, Eric aussi, Malek, Coco, la coupe à la mare, les Pascal et Terrasta, des afros sur François et Joe. Déjà à la danse, à côté de personne, ne touchait une fille. On dansait le Mia.
DJ, mets mon ton du fun, que je danse le Mia.
Je danse le Mia.
Je danse le pionnier à fond, pour danser le Mia.
Je danse le Mia.
Ce soir, les bagues brilleront, pour danser le Mia.
Je danse le Mia.
DJ, mets mon ton du fun, que je danse le Mia.
On direct sur Radio Chacal, en duplex live avec le Star Flash Laserlight Action Club. C'est tout de suite 3, 2, 1, DJ.
Ah, merci à toutes et à toutes d'être avec nous ce soir encore. New Star Flash Laserlight Action Club. Nous sommes ensemble ce soir pour une soirée de bonheur musical avec un grand concours de danse. De nombreux super cadeaux pour les heureux gagnants. Il y aura des shots Malboro, des autocollants pionniers, des cassons JB, des peluches. À la technique, c'est Michel. De light jockey, c'est Momo. On monte sur les tables, on lève les bras bien haut. Allez, c'est parti.
Je danse le Mia. Je danse le Mia. Je danse le Mia, pas de pacotille. Chemise ouverte, chaîne en or qui brille. Des gestes lents, ils prenaient leur temps pour enchaîner les passes qu'ils avaient élaborées dans leur quartier. C'était vraiment trop beau, un mec assuré, tout le monde criait. La piste s'enflammait et tous les yeux convergeaient. Les différences effacées et des rires éclatés. Beaucoup disaient que nos soirées étaient sauvages et qu'il fallait entrer avec une batte ou une hache. Foutaise, c'était les ragots des jaloux. Et quoi qu'on en dise, nous on s'abusait beaucoup. Aujourd'hui encore, on peut entendre des filles dire
aïe aïe, aïe.
Je danse le Mia.
C'est le pionnier à fond pour danser le Mia.
Je danse le Mia.
Ce soir les bagues brilleront pour danser le Mia.
Je danse le Mia.
DJ mets nous dans du fun. Je danse le Mia.
Je danse le Mia.
Okay, that was I Am with Je Danse le Mia. Like I said, it's a French funky hip-hop band. They've been doing music since the early 90s and actually even still brought out an album last year in 2017 called Revolution. I haven't listened to much of it, but some of their old stuff is really a kind of classic. This one especially, actually, I don't know if some of you noticed, but the sample tune was taken from George Benson's Give Me the Night, which is quite famous also. And yeah, the mix of kind of that funky beat, and Isabella was just saying, actually, it sounds a lot like old Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith beats.
Yeah, yeah, it's really, I mean, you can, it's this upbeat, funky summer vibes, and Claire mentioned that it's like the scratchy tunes.
Yeah.
Or just, yeah, the scratchy sound.
What scratching.
Scratching, period. Yeah, and I think that it's a really good, but I also think because it's sampled and Give Me the Night, you can really hear the kind of upbeat, funky, yeah, disco style.
You know who
style.
Else sound like? Jurassic 5.
Yeah, a little bit.
The
yeah.
Collective, that's also like grown, yeah, like five beautiful kind of lovely sounding men that rap together and sing as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But it does, it also has a little bit of De La Soul vibe over there. You know, if you take like De La Soul Saturday.
That's true.
It's like a little bit like that too. But maybe that was also the sound, you know, what is it, like the 90s? Right?
You don't get those
kind of early 90s. You really don't get that much of that. And it's like, for me, it just always makes me kind of like feel good, upbeat, summertime, really like happy vibes. Or if you need to get stuff done, also good music to listen to.
You're hoovering your apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. But the good thing is that those kinds of things are really timeless.
Yeah.
Because you can still play it X amount of years after and it still works and it still gives you exactly that feeling.
Yeah.
And
totally.
This is like where you have them as go-to songs, I assume.
Yeah.
And you chose it.
It's a shame that, I mean, we're saying that you don't really get that many rap groups anymore. Not like this, at least.
Yeah. Or not ones that stick together for a long time, like you're
make
saying.
Make music
like,
intentionally.
You have collectives that do collaborations or however they're called nowadays.
Feature on like 12 of their songs.
Yes. Yeah. And then they all go solo. And then you're like, wait, who's who?
Inevitably, at some point, you have DJ Khaled yelling, DJ Khaled.
It's not a real hip-hop song unless DJ Khaled shouts on it.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, this next one is mine, and this one hails from Sweden.
Jag vet att vi kan leva livet efter Marvin Gaye. Jag vet att du har precis samma stil och smak som jag har. Och att du är skön, har min beskrivning klar. Är samma atmosfär som himlen har. Så är det rätt, är det fel, finns det annat kvar. Så kan du stanna kvar, bara någon minut. Vi kan förvandlas av vårt andetag och andas samma så till slut. Vi låter högtalaren tala ut. Ta det sjukt lugnt, inget uttala, tala ut. Om vad du känner, hur det var förut. Och hur du känner för signalerna jag sänder nu. Och vem är jag? Och vem är du? Levande charader, där vi mer än bara vänner. För du sa att var sak tar sin tid. Så under tiden får du gärna vara med tidsfördriv. För alltid, alltid. Ta det ledigt och ta det lugnt. För vi ska bara vara med varandra. Ska bara vara med varandra. Vi kan hänga ut i parken mot någon husvägg och somna på marken. För vi ska bara vara med varandra. Bara vara med varandra. Move, akta, stånga mig fram. Som Ferdinand, skynda lägga ord. Är en ärlig man. Jag har funderat på din individ och din säng som du ligger i. Vet att det finns plats bredvid. Henne ska vi ha, tänker alla ni när de går förbi. Men hon vill ha jag. Det får mig att bli dyslektig. Jag tycker det samma när jag ser din bak det. Solsken fredag efter tre. Boysen vill att jag ska följa med. De snackar om bira och basket. Locka med en rasbliff. Men jag vill ju bara vara du och jag idag. Vi känner hur det hettar till som basak. Det vi gör måste vara olagligt. Mottagligt när du sträcker fram din hand. Kan vi bara vara med varandra. För alltid, alltid. Ta det ledigt och ta det lugnt. För vi ska bara vara med varandra. Ska bara vara med varandra. Vi kan hänga ut i parken mot någon husvägg och somna på marken. För vi ska bara vara med varandra. Så, bara vara med varandra.
När vi är med varandra så kan ingenting gå fel. Det som vi har ska aldrig ta slut. Tanken är här för att stanna. Det är bara du och jag här. Vi behöver inte vara med de andra. Och jag får svårt att andas när bara vi två förvandlas till något som inte varit förut. Och du blir du och du är. För det du gör
det du gör mot mig kommer alltid vara först på min att göra listan.
För alltid, alltid, ta det ledigt och ta det lugnt, för vi ska bara vara med varandra. Ska bara vara med varandra. Vi kan hänga ut i parken mot någon husvägg och somna på marken, för vi ska bara vara med varandra. Så bara vara med varandra.
Alex Berlin auf 91.0. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Das war Bara Vera Met Verandra.
Very good.
Thank you. Von Bruder Jon und Freeman. Aus 2013 von ihrem Album Mauro. Die zwei gibt es leider nicht mehr. Also sie leben noch, sorry, aber haben sich getrennt. Und seit 2014 machen sie leider keine Musik mehr. But yeah, this is a pretty beautiful song. I actually only put in the lyrics today to do some research because there was so little material on these guys themselves. Found that it's actually a super, super beautiful song. It's about a guy who, I guess, loves a girl, but she doesn't yet want to be more than friends. And so he's like, it's okay, we'll just hang out. And all I want to do is spend time with you. And we can sit in a park, he says at one point, and sit next to
lay
a building.
Lay in a park and lean against a building.
Yeah, super beautiful.
And just hang out.
One time, yeah, it's friend zoned maybe for life. And this guy's like, hey, man, it's cool.
Die Hoffnung stirbt zuletzt.
Exactly. But yeah, Isabel, you were saying that actually Bruder Jon is, he comes from way up north in Sweden?
Yes, way up north, Umeå. So it's where it's very dark and cold. But I was just telling the guys here that Umeå is becoming a city where a lot of rappers come from and where they do a lot of music and also other creative things. There's a lot of creative agencies that sit up there, and they actually don't move to Stockholm. They just do it everything now because of internet and stuff there. You know,
technology.
Facebook has all their servers in the north of Sweden, actually, because it's a cooling system that they have.
Oh,
so they also have a lot of, the internet is very good. Super fast, 200 megabytes per second.
Are you trying to plug that city now?
I don't really know. But yeah, so they come from there. But they split up. Bruder Jon released an album in 2016 called Cool. It's very much the same style. So he's still active and he's still doing stuff, and he's very acknowledged in the Swedish hip-hop industry.
Nice. How did you like the song, Isabel?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked also, as I was saying, kind of while the song was playing, the more melodic part to it. So when he was singing, and his voice range was really nice, and gives the whole thing a little bit of a different tone. And then hearing a little bit of this background story, it just adds definitely to that whole vibe of kind of sweet, calm.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really, it does, yeah, it sounds sweet and calm.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I didn't know what the lyrics were before, it was one of those songs that I like to just put on when I was walking home, and it would instantly kind of just elevate you into this
this is okay.
This is nice.
Life's good.
Yeah, life's good. That's a good one.
All right. Next one, which is Isabella's, actually.
Oh, yeah. This is about mangoes.
Mango.
So fresh.
So fresh.
Woo! Venimos a darle duro al mambo. Hippie japa lo que está sonando. Cuando nos vemos de vez en cuando. No, tú sí, cabrón, estás gozando. En la frutería compro mango. En la cocina la sartén por el mango. No quiero el lambo, no pido tanto. Yo solamente quiero mango. Tú sabes que sé que irse va, pero ir por ir a mí no me gusta. Tú déjame que te canse en paz. Pero antes de llegar a la tumba, tengo el tumbao pa' la rumba. Pa' la yunga del yunga chunga. A los boca negra que le cunda. A los locos playa no pregunta. Loco, no entiendo qué quieres decir. cuenta ovejo pa' dormir. 1, 2, 3, oh, gracias manino, gracias a ti por existir. Tengo más tablas que Nero y Merlin. Tengo los calcetines de violín. Lo tengo so fresh en el tetrabril. Y tu mano gracieta no lo puede abrir. Más vale pájaro en mano que polla en el ano. Tú sabes, mi hermano, nos fuimos, nos vamos. Estamos, no estamos, muchos kilogramos. Me pesa este estilo bacano. Lo chuto, lo gano, lo gasto en vano. Muerto la manzana, me como el gusano. Eso no es sano, eso no es sano. Esto es hippie, japa, pa' que muevan el ano. En la frutería compro mango. En la cocina la sartén por el mango. No quiero el trampo, no pido tanto. Yo solamente quiero mango. En la frutería compro mango. En la cocina la sartén por el mango. No quiero el trampo, no pido tanto. Yo solamente quiero mango.
Yo solamente quiero mango. I really like this song. So that's why Bejo, with the lead Mango, from the album Hip Hoppa Vasilanduki from last year. So Bejo is a very interesting dude. He comes from the Canary Islands, and all his songs from the album, they're fun. He comes up with a lot of noise sounds and just like chunga chunga changa changa chanda chanda, and then he has a song about mangoes. And his videos, if you look him up on YouTube, they're great, and they're just weird. And he's just this like funny dude, but he has a great style actually. Like, I really like it. It's something that it just makes me happy. It also makes me happy that somebody just chooses to do a song about mango. I mean, it's just so random, and I like that.
He doesn't take himself seriously, and I think you can really hear that in his music. He also looks he just looks like a funny guy. He has those, like, a huge frizzy hair.
Yeah, and then, like, funny glasses with, like, you have to, Isabel, if you haven't seen how he looks and his videos, you have to look him up.
Yeah, definitely look it up. It also kind of, in my head, while the song was playing, I was thinking a little bit about kind of beach club vibes, like, drinking some fancy cocktails with, like, an umbrella inside and...
Yeah, for this song, for sure. Yeah, it sounds like summer.
Yeah, and I think he comes from, they're also from Spain. They probably do, like, you know, they're really playa-inspired. The collective that he comes from, is called Loco Playa. And they do a lot of these, like, beach videos and songs about just chilling. But they're starting to be these, like, the discoveries in the Spanish, like, underground hip-hop, where they say that they're also inspired by early 90s and, like, a lot of these, like, synth kind of... Yeah, synth, no, it's like synth 90s electro kind of weird thingies. I don't know how to phrase it.
I think you covered all the bases.
All of but the genres. That genre. No, just that synth. Anyhow.
Yeah, you noticed that when they, at one point there was like a beat that dropped a little bit, which gave it a little bit more of a dancey vibe, which up until that point I was like, okay, it's a fun song about mangoes, but that part where it kind of got a little bit more upbeat.
Yeah, they did a little shake, like the doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
It's nice though. We could tell that somebody, as relaxed as the song is, little bits like that really show you that somebody paid attention when they were producing. So even if, like, he makes sounds that, or like makes up words that don't actually mean anything, you have to give it to them that the whole piece of music together is actually, like, very intentional, despite his lyrics being very unintentional.
And the production is really good, and you can hear that all through the album that he does, that it's really, it's tight.
Yeah,
I would say. I like it. It makes me happy. It makes me also want mangoes.
Yeah. It's hard to get mangoes in Germany. I used to live in Japan and also travel a lot in Asia, and you always get those really ripe kind of yellow mangoes, which now I just really want. And here in Germany, all you get is kind of green, not as juicy mangoes.
No, and super hard.
Yeah.
And then, it's not easy in North Europe sometimes.
That was the definition of a first world problem.
Jesus Christ.
I can't get ripe mangoes in
that's
my metropolitan
true.
City.
But you can get Beko, you can get songs about mangoes.
That's made it a lot better.
Thank God.
So it's your turn, Isabel.
Final song.
This is my final song. So I think, in my opinion, saved best for last. Here's a song, actually, where the video was made in Berlin, and the guys actually all live in Berlin. It's pretty catchy. Let's have a listen, and then I'm excited to talk about it.
Rück die Kohle raus! G-Funk, Sim, da Main Mo,
Und dieser Morgen, ich bin funky wie James Brown. Ich jump auf die Stage drauf und immer nur aus Fun und wegen den Frauen, denn unsere Performance sind die wahre Meisterwerke. Der DJ sorgt für die richtige Lautstärke. Alright, okay, alright, okay. Hier steht ganz groß Hip-Hop auf meinem Display. Der Main Mo und Sim, da machen Party and Train. Und wenn ihr gleich geht, könnt ihr euer Ticket weitergeben, denn die Hände gehen hoch vom Leo bis zum Hallischen. Bei G-Funk aufnehmen und bei Morten abmischen. In der Schule war ich schon am Pass gekannt. Ich musste nachsitzen, genauso wie Bart Simpson. Mach nicht auf Gangster, ich hab dich ticken gesehen. Du hast Schellen kassiert, es hab in 2 Gramm gefehlt.
Bad Boy.
Ja, ich bin viel krasser, bin Stuttgarter. Sexy Motherfucker also,
ruf die Kohle raus.
Nein, doch eh nicht, denn das, was du hast, ist zu wenig. Scheiße, ich rappe hier täglich. Brauche die Kohle für Rechnungen, also versteh mich.
Rück die Kohle raus.
Nein, doch eh nicht. Denn das, was du hast, ist zu wenig. Scheiße, ich rappe hier täglich. Brauche die Kohle für Rechnungen, also versteh mich. Oh yes, guter Rap an der U6. Lass die Asche, wo sie ist, ab ins Bootcamp. Denn diese Jungs sind zu gut, um zu vergessen. Und die Welt pumpt besser, wenn wir uns treffen. An der U6, hier kannst du mich liegen lassen. Idealisten, die sich von niemandem besiegen lassen. Chillen hier wie Sand am Meer, manchmal ist die Kasse leer. Ist man abgefuckt, dann zahlt man mit nem Yeah. Die alten Währungen, die machen's nicht mehr. Die Reichen haben kein Geld, sie haben ein Herz. Alles nur Scherz, die paar Scheine ist das alles nicht wert. Und die Reime fallen von alleine, doch wir schlagen uns fair. Wenn du es zulässt, mit den Heads an der U6. Sag es korrekt, wenn der Funk bei dir Fuß fest. Ist mir egal, wer das alles hier für cool hält. Ich steig aus der Bahn und bedank mich beim Umfeld.
Ruf die Kohle raus.
Nein, doch eh nicht. Denn das, was du hast, ist zu wenig. Scheiße, ich rappe hier täglich. Brauche die Kohle für Rechnungen, also versteh mich.
Ruf die Kohle raus.
Nein, doch eh nicht. Denn das, was du hast, ist zu wenig. Scheiße, ich rappe hier täglich. Brauche die Kohle für Rechnungen, also versteh mich.
Also gut, das war Hashtag Proberaum und Main Mo mit Rück die Kohle raus. Das Lied habe ich zum ersten Mal gehört, glaube ich, vor 4 Jahren, als ich mit einer guten Freundin, auch von Claire, Monique, kleines Shoutout hier, habe ich versprochen. Genau, wir waren in St. Georg und haben Hashtag Proberaum gesehen. Das war damals noch Simdal und die Vanya Janeva. Die haben da zusammen ein bisschen gespielt und so kamen wir da drauf und war super cool. Die haben auch viel noch zu der Zeit in Berlin in Parks oder in Open Airs, auch an der Warschauer Straße vor der U-Bahn da ganz oft gespielt. Und dann lustigerweise vor, ich glaube, einem Monat oder so, hat Monique gesagt, ja, lass mal nochmal Simdal sehen. Der war dann alleine in der Hotelbar im Merkur in der Nähe vom Naturkundemuseum. Und hat da einfach in dieser Hotelbar, ich glaube, der kannte den GM von dem Hotel und hat da ein bisschen Musik gemacht. Main Mo kam dann auch noch dazu und die haben dann dieses Lied wieder aufgelegt und dann habe ich wieder gemerkt, wie lustig und wie viel Spaß es macht. Auch das Video ist super lustig, müsst ihr auf jeden Fall mal anschauen. Da sind die quasi in der Berliner U-Bahn und sind da in einer großen Jungsgruppe zusammen. Und ja, es macht super viel Spaß. So it's a really funky, good song. Also I think if you don't understand the lyrics, it's still...
Yeah, I mean, the title says, well, just show me the... Well, I guess it's technically show me the money or give me the money.
Give me the money.
Hand me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a really fun song. I think it took a while to grow on me. When I first heard it, I wasn't quite convinced. And then on the second listen, and then you actually listen to the lyrics and what they're saying. And I mean, as you said before with Taco, like if you have like little points in the song where you can recognize somebody's like, oh, they're talking about my metro line or they're talking about this and that. And I've also been there. It like instantly creates a connection despite the fact that they're really just, I mean, really not really talking about a lot of, let's say, heavy themes that...
Yeah, I really like it. I also, it kind of started to grow on me more and more now. And now I really want to see the video because I couldn't find it. So you have to send it to me.
Hey, you definitely have to watch it. It's real fun. They're just having a good time.
Yeah, and I mean, it's I like that when you have like the local feeling. Sometimes you get this, I don't know, it's just like different when you hear it in your own language sometimes because you can relate to it a little bit, especially also if it's your city and you live there. I mean, yeah, I understand the connection.
I don't think you could do a song about Berlin in English. I don't... I mean, I think you could, but I'm not sure if it would have the same feel for me if I heard somebody in English rapping about Berlin.
I don't think it'd have the same kind of do it justice the same way that it would in German.
Yeah, true. I mean, I think, that would, I think that would also be weird for me with, like, listening to a song about Stockholm or Warsaw in English.
Yeah, or like having...
It all depends, though, if it's like, you know, Englishman in, I don't know, New York kind of vibe.
like Sting?
It was the first song that popped into your head.
Well, no, it'd be like having an English guy, or it'd be like having a German guy, maybe in the kind of style of grime, rap about London. I think that would feel a little bit disjointed to me in that sense. I think if you have to do it, then you have to do it in English.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. But then, I mean, or the song has to be about that he actually is...
His experience,
that he's like an, you know, an English...
in New York. York.
Damn it. I can't get it out.
All right. Perfect example, though, no?
Yeah, so let's move on from you know, from to another dude.
साल दी उम्र विच पहले 16 बार बार्स तो मैं सिखिया मनड़ी नी हार क्योंकि हार तो बाद बस कंधे होने चार फिर मिलना राम नाले आखरी मुकाम हासिल होना करते आने रोना कहना मंग लेंदा जो भी मंगना सी क्यों तू मरना सी हुण ले लो तू सीख हर दुख तो भी बड़ी हुंदी आखरी ओ चीख क्यों होवे इन्ना दुख जदों अपना कोई जावे जान थोड़ा जिहा वखरी लगदा मेनू कदे कदे बिलकुल मैं हां नकली
Berlin auf 91.0. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
So das war Prob Deep mit Feel Me. So this is not a song that exists on an album. He just did this, and I came across this on YouTube. He does have an album from last year called Class Seek, and it's really good. It's much more hip hop focused. So this is a little bit like smoother, more instruments, more musical, and the album. But I heard his entire album, and it's really, really good. Read an interesting article about this guy. So the album, the one that he has out right now, it was a lot of struggle for them to actually get it done. It took almost like, I don't know, 3 years, and he almost like resigned from everything. And he lives in Delhi, raps in Punjabi, and he is very like engaged in like the social, you know, like a social political dude who fights for his suburbs in Delhi and everything that's going on there. So it's a shame that you can't really understand what he sings, because I think that, like, I read this article that he's very poetic, and the way he phrases stuff and the way he talks about, like, you know, Delhi and the suburbs and everything, it's really beautiful. So this is like the only downside when you have all this great music from all over the world, that you can't really understand what they sing. And also when it comes to hip hop, which is a lot about the lyrics. But at the same time, we talked a little bit about it here, that then you focus on different things. So you do hear the beats and the instruments and like the production, and you think about that and kind of what it brings to you, like what kind of feeling it creates within you, right?
Well, you can you will pay attention to the flow a lot more too, because you don't get distracted by the poem or the nuances of the words themselves. You do really kind of listen to their elocution and how they spit their rhymes, if you were. But yeah, Punjabi is a beautiful language.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I really liked it. How did you like it, Isabel?
Yeah, I think this was similar, maybe also to, I was just saying, similar to the Polish one that we heard at the beginning, in terms of kind of it being a little bit more monotone, but like melodic, still really interesting. I like when once in a while, I forget exactly the words they just said, but they threw in like three or four English words.
Can you feel me?
Can you feel me? That was it.
Those were the three English words.
Yeah.
If you do, raise your hand high, or raise your bar high, or hand high. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Something raise your
Well, I mean, actually,
high.
If you listen to like Hindi or Punjabi, especially when it's being spoken by people who grew up in like the UK, let's say, I heard like my flatmates, I'll do a shout out now, Jyoti, when she spoke to her mom on the phone, they just like move in and out of English and Punjabi or Hindi, depending on what they speak. And it's crazy how fast it can go. And because it's such a smooth language, sometimes I didn't even notice that she was speaking in Punjabi, because it just sounded like how she would speak English.
Yeah,
and then I just
really
realized too late that I don't actually know what she's saying, but it's I definitely want to learn. It's very, very beautiful.
Did you know that Claire speaks a little bit Punjabi?
I think we need to hear it.
Yeah.
I can say two things, and I'm not even sure if these are still correct.
Go ahead.
I can say Chabana. Would you like some tea?
Oh, Chabana.
Yeah.
Chabana.
Need to know for UK. The first thing that I learned. That and how to actually make a proper cup of tea. And then Kikatebe.
What does that mean?
I think it means what's up, but I could be wrong.
So interesting that string of words is a little bit longer, and it actually just means one word, whereas would you like some tea?
Yeah, that's true. I think Chavana is like, like tea for you, something like that. It's like a very abbreviated version of shall I make you a cup of tea?
Yeah.
But we digress. Anyways,
yes.
This next one is one of mine, and also hails from the Deep East.
So fine. what you can't see. Half is so fine.
Das war Yeji mit Drink I'm Sippin' On aus 2017 von ihrem Album EP2. Yeji kommt eigentlich aus Amerika, ist dann aber mit 5 zurück nach Südkorea gezogen. Yeji was born in, I think, Queens, moved back to South Korea when she was 5 because her parents were scared or were worried that she was too Americanized, so they wanted to take her back to the homeland. And
in 5 years?
I guess so. Oh. I don't know. You know, America has a pretty strong influence on you, I guess. So her dad actually used to play in a heavy metal band. And she joined, like, her university community radio when she went back to the States to go to uni. And that's kind of where she's a phenomenal DJ. And so you can kind of hear that in a lot of her tracks. She has a very kind of dance electro influence. And her other songs, Passion Fruit and Rain Girl, they're all very dancey. And she is considered a house DJ and producer, first and foremost, I think, with pretty stellar rap qualities. Pretty much the whole thing is just she raps 90% of the time in Korean with a little bit of English thrown in. So
yeah, we even sang a little bit. Claire taught us some Korean and we sang the 그게 아니야.
Yeah, very good.
그게 아니야. That means that's not it.
That's not it.
Yeah. 그게 아니야.
And what was she says 아니, that's my drink I'm sipping on.
내가 마시는 음료수.
내가 마신 음료수. Sounds a little bit like 내가 마신, I'm drinking juice.
음료수. That's pretty good. But yeah, I mean, a lot of her songs, that she has a pretty cool collective in New York and South Korea, in Seoul. They're all like these artists. So you should definitely check her out. We are going to have to wrap it up for today.
Yes, and we want to thank our guest, Isabel.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming. It was so nice, and you have to come back in a couple of episodes.
Yeah, if you'll have me, for sure.
Of course.
Nächste Folge ist Dave und Johnny Rain. Das sind zwei Künstler, auch Hip-Hop, einmal UK, einmal US. Ich hoffe, euch hat die Folge heute gefallen. Und wir freuen uns schon aufs nächste Mal.
Ciao.
Bis dann. Tschüss.